Okay, here's read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers called a special legislative session yesterday in an effort to get lawmakers to consider two bills to address gun violence in Wisconsin. Republican leaders of the Assembly and the Senate each took less than a minute to reject the governor's call for action and denied debate and votes on the two bills. One bill would require universal background checks. The other would allow judges to take guns away from people deemed to be a danger to themselves or others. Evers said the Republicans had essentially told Wisconsin residents to go jump in a lake by refusing to take up the proposals. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin announced a few months ago that they would launch an unprecedented off-year organizing effort. Just last weekend, about 2,500 volunteers knocked on more than 50,000 doors, and nearly $150,000 was collected through nearly 4,000 donations. This off-year push in what may be the most important state in the presidential election is getting national attention. Both the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post are reporting on off-year organizing efforts in Wisconsin. In addition to the volunteers, several elected officials were out canvassing, including Senator Tammy Baldwin, Governor Tony Evers, and Congresswoman Gwen Moore. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's political talk. Okay, here's read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Christian Yelich picked up another award yesterday. The Milwaukee Brewers slugger won his second consecutive Silver Slugger Award as one of the top three offensive outfielders in the National League, as voted on by managers and coaches. It is the third Silver Slugger Award for Yelich. His first was in 2016 when he was still with the Miami Marlins. We'll find out next Thursday if Yelich wins his second consecutive Most Valuable Player Award. And the Brewers are planning some changes at Miller Park. About 400 bleacher seats will be removed to build a new viewing deck above left field. The new viewing deck will accommodate 300 fans. Three viewing bays hung below the deck would hold another three dozen people. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's political talk. Okay, here's read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A very rare cosmic occurrence will take place Monday morning, and the Milwaukee Public Museum will be helping people to experience the phenomenon. It is a Mercury transit, when the planet Mercury crosses in front of the sun from our point of view. The event is so rare, Wisconsin won't be able to see it happen again until the year 2049. The Milwaukee Public Museum will have telescopes with solar filters available for the public to use beginning at 7:30 Monday morning, weather permitting. The event will end around 12 noon. A Mercury transit happens about 13 or 14 times every century. And the Bucks are in Utah tonight to take on the Jazz. The Bucks have not won in Utah since 2001. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's political talk.